listening to Inspirational Breakfast on Premier Christian Radio. John Pantry and Rosie Wright here with you until 10 this morning, and it's 8:35. And we've been talking about technology, you know, using your phone, using your iPad, getting on the computer. And what are you entertaining your children with over half term? Some of you have been getting in touch.
Well, indeed. And we've been talking to a few people, including Dr. Bex Lewis, who's written Raising Children in a Digital Age about this. But we're inviting your calls, emails and texts as well. Grace says it may be good for young kids to be computer savvy, but for a five-year-old to spend hours on a screen and self-regulate without rules, please reassess. Not sure about that balance. We heard from a caller earlier who said that his son does regulate himself. Sometimes he spends a couple of minutes, sometimes he spends longer, but it seems like that's under control.
Well, Martha's got in touch and she's got some quite strict rules. She said, when my children were young, up until year five at school, the rule was Monday to Thursday they couldn't play on their console. Friday evening to Sunday at 6 p.m. they could play on it. However, homework had to be done. They had their mobiles until they were 17 and not before, and during the holidays they were allowed on it up to 8 p.m. She sounds very strict.
Yeah.
But you probably need rules like that.
Well, and again, every child is different as well, isn't it?
I mean, every need of every child's different. So I had a mobile phone when I was in 11 because I was going to be travelling and commuting to school in London, and my parents thought it would be safer for me to have a means of communicating with them because I had a 1 hour commute on the tube every morning.
Right.
So they wanted me to have something to, but of course a mobile phone comes not just with a contact for mum and dad, but also games and access to the internet and all those other things. Now, we've been talking about technology, what you do to entertain your children with, how much they're on their screens, if they're double screening, if they come home from school and it's straight onto the iPad or to the laptop or onto the games console, PlayStation, Xbox, GameCube, whatever they're called. I don't know, there's loads of them, aren't there?
Indeed.
So we've got Leanne on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Leanne.
Hi, Leanne. So you're a parent. Can you tell us a bit about your children?
Yes, so I've got three children. I have a girl, Olivia, who's 17, and then I've got two sons, Sam, who's 10, and Riley, who is 7.
Okay, so it's good to talk to you because you've got a teenager.
Yes.
So how do you find, you know, having screen time and family time?
It's a bit of a struggle. You know, we it's something we have to quite actively police and put a bit of thought into. I think left to their own devices, they would be on it all the time. They really do love it. So we find that we have to kind of put quite a bit of effort into saying, okay, you've had enough screen time now, let's do something else. What I do find is that they are happy to do other things if we take them off the screens and say, you know, let's play a board game together. Let's get the keyboard out, play some music together. Let's go for a walk with the dog. They're happy to do that. What they're not so good at, I think, thinking back to my own childhood, they're not as good at just entertaining themselves away from the screens. You know, like you were saying before, I was listening, you know, you're saying going outside, kicking a ball around, doing these other things. They're not quite so good at that as I remember my friends being. But they are happy to do other things if we get involved and do it with them.
Are there particular favourites that the boys have?
In terms of the technology, do you mean?
Yes.
It's interesting. My daughter, who's the oldest one, is very much more social media, so she's Facebook,
Instagram.
It's relationships,
it's very much
it?
About the relationships with friends, you know, and all of that.
Yeah.
The boys, it's more gaming.
Right.
So they like the Xbox, they like the iPad for the games, they like, you know, the Wii and all of those kind of things. That's what they want to do, which is interesting. My middle one is really into doing videos. He likes YouTube, which is a whole different kettle of fish as well. So, yeah, they're quite different in what they do.
And what do you do about, you know, access to the internet means, you know, there's things online that we don't want our children seeing. How do you manage that?
Well, we do police it quite carefully. I mean, in terms of them going on to things like social media, we've always had an agreement with them that they can only use these things if we have their usernames and passwords, if we can, for example, be their friends on Facebook, have their passwords, go into their accounts. They've never been allowed to friend people on Facebook that they don't know in person.
And is that the same for the 17-year-old, for Olivia as well?
Well, that's how it started when she first had a Facebook account. We have backed off quite a bit as she's got older, but I do still have her password and I can get into her account and she knows that.
Okay, so there's the element of trust there as well between you and her, but you've kind of left her to it a bit.
We've left her to it more than we used to. And obviously because she's friends with me and she's friends with members of the family, I can kind of see what she's posting.
Yeah.
But we do have that caveat that if I'm worried about something, I do have her password and she knows that I can get into her account.
Right.
So, you know, there's that little bit of kind of just be careful.
Mm-hmm.
I would hope that by now, I mean, I haven't done that for a long time, and I would hope by now that what we're trying to do is teach her safe ways of doing it and sensible ways of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I would hope that that's become ingrained over the years that she's had it.
You've got to gradually take your hands off children, haven't you, and let them
right,
be themselves.
Yes,
you and your husband, I understand, are both training for the ministry at the moment.
We are, yes. We're down at Ripon College in Clifton.
Right.
Yes.
Well, congratulations on that. I wonder, you know, once you become, will you become joint ministers of a place eventually?
I think the idea is that we'll do two separate curacies. So once we're ordained, we'll have separate parishes.
Oh, right.
Or perhaps we're thinking about maybe one of us going into chaplaincy at some point.
Yeah.
One of us having a parish. But there are various options. But
I just wondered about, you know, how this will come into your preaching one day regarding parents in the congregation and teaching them, because it's not something the church teaches much, is it?
It's not. And to be honest, you know, this whole thing about social media and online space, digital space, I know Bex has done some work in this area, but really it's something the church needs to get involved with, I think, and engage with. You know, we're supposed to be where people are, and where people are these days is online. You know, this is where a lot of life happens now.
Yeah.
And I think the church is realising that, and there's a lot more really interesting stuff going on around the church getting involved in using this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there is also an awareness that we need to understand it, we need to know how to do it safely, appropriately. We know we need to be able to use it as a tool at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And what it's appropriate for and what it's not appropriate for. And I think that just carries through to our children as well. You know, what I would like is that the children know how to use these things really effectively, but that they also know how to stay safe. And I mean, it is a concern, especially when they're playing on things like the Xbox and they want to play online with people.
Yeah, because you don't know who these
people
are.
And all these people can come into their games. Yeah, you don't know who they are.
Yeah.
Very occasionally, you know, my eldest son has been playing a game like that and someone has come into the game because it's an open thing. And there's been bad language or there's been something, you know, and fortunately, because he's only allowed to play in the living room, we are there, we see it, and we act immediately.
You're able to moderate it.
Yeah.
Well, Leanne, thank you so much for your insight and your tips. I'm sure many parents will agree with some of the things you said and some that you didn't. Do let us know. But thanks, Leanne, there. Leanne, the mother of three children there, so she's got a whole range, girls and boys. Olivia, 17, Sam, 10, Riley, 7. So she knows the full spectrum there of all their different needs when they're using technology. Marion's got in touch. She said, do many children play games? Chess, cards, Monopoly, etc., jigsaw puzzles. How about skipping? I love that, but okay, I'm old. well, thanks, Mary.
Yeah, I suppose give the options of PlayStations or skipping. I know which most kids would choose. This from Marva. When my children were young, up to year 5 at school, the rule was from Monday to Thursday, they could not play on their games consoles. Friday evening to Sunday at 6, they could. However, homework had to be done. Also, they had mobiles by the time they were 17 and not before. During the holidays, they were allowed on their mobiles up to 8 o'clock at night. So Marva clearly setting clear boundaries there for the children.
Yeah, I think my parents were quite strict, but if I have to say, if my mum asked for my Facebook password, I think I would be extremely reluctant when I was a teenager to say, oh yes, of course you can log in. And we're friends on Facebook, and I'm friends with my grannies and my aunts and my grandma, but I think a password for me, I think, would be a bit too intrusive.
Yeah, I suppose if you begin that way when you're 7, 8, 9, mm-hmm. 10, or you get used to
it. Well, I don't think you're allowed to be on Facebook until you're about 13 or 14. I can't remember the special age. Well, you have to say, and I remember my parents took task with my school because they said, they weren't prepared for my youngest sibling to be on Facebook because she'd have to lie about her age. So she was allowed to be on it as long as she didn't have to lie. So keep your messages coming in. Coming up, we'll be